This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
And of course, Chomet during Pesach, the lav with Kores. The Mishimah said, Chomet before Pesach are not a lav. Tesu says it's a asay, tashbishim, they're not a lav. Chomet after Pesach are not a lav. Only during Pesach, Chomet is a lav with Kores. Rabbi Yisrael Glili comes along and says, Chomet, even during Pesach, is muta b'hanoi. Even during Pesach, it's muta b'hanoi. It means it's lav and korosh to eat it. But during Pesach, even during Pesach, it's muta b'hanoi. And surely after Pesach. Talk about the three shittas. Let me start with one. Chav ches on his days, 6 lines down from the top. Plague moment nine. How do I know le'echol chometz? Mishay shoyis olamayla. That chometz, erev Pesach, from middle of the day on. Shoyi ve'belach, from Yudas talking. Shoyi ve'losas, she'ne'ema, lo'sechel olav chometz, divach Rabbi Yudas. Now, olav means, when there's a korban Pesach, you shouldn't eat chometz together with a korban Pesach. So we see at the time when there's a korban Pesach, that's from chatzoyis on, erev Pesach, there's a lav already. That's Rabbi Yehuda's raya. The Erev Pesach is a lav on chometz already. Now, what do the others answer? Omar lo Rabbi Shimon, v'chi'ev shalom, can you say that's what it means? That chometz is already a lav, Erev Pesach? Ma'alo k'var nema, it says right after that, lo socha olav chometz, shivish yama tech olav matzos. So he learns that we compare the two. That when matzahs are obligatory, that's at night time. That's when chometz is obligatory. So I can say chometz begins to the middle of Erev Pesach. Matzah doesn't begin then. Again, it says lo secha olav chometz, shiva shom techa olav matzahs. And he compares the two dinim, the isur of chometz and the din of matzah. Matzah begins only the night of Pesach, not before. So chometz also doesn't begin before. In Cain, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk? Lo yisechal olav chometz. Olav seems to mean that telling us something about Yisrael chometz. He says it means like this: b'shor sheyeshna b'kum echol matzah. When there's an obligation, come eat matzah. That's Pesach night. Then yeshna b'val techol chometz. But b'shor she'en v'kum echol matzah, but no obligation to eat matzah, like Pesach, Erev Pesach, before Pesach, v'shei shor yisrael ma'ilo, there's no chiv to eat matzah, ain't no be'bal techol chometz. Say up to you. Right. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? The Gemara wants to explain now how Rabbi Yehuda explains all the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Tolose koyiksi." Three psukim are written about chametz. Lo ye ochel chametz. Chol machmetz lo sochelu, and lo sochel olav chametz. Chad one pasuk kam lifnei zmana. Lo sochel olav chametz kam lifnei zmana. When the korban Pesach begins olav, that's when you begin the isur chametz. So holds that Erev Pesach, from Shei Shoyes Olamayla, from the middle of the day on, there's a lav of chometz. Not Korah, but there's a lav. Chad Le'achazman, one of these three psukim, come to say chometz after Pesach, means chometz, she'ovah lava Pesach, is also with a lav to eat after Pesach. B'chad l'sev zman. And one lav is in Pesach itself. That's a lav with kodesh too. That's how Rabbi Yehuda explains these three psukim. One pasuk goes on before Pesach, one goes after Pesach, one goes on during Pesach. But Rabbi Shimon holds that before and after Pesach there's no lav. So what does he do with these three psukim? Rabbi Shimon says, chad l'sev zman. This I agree. One pasuk comes in the time of Pesach, chometz is osa. B'chol machmetzes, that other pasuk, lo sachela, we don't need it to tell us that chometz before or after is osa, because that pasuk comes to something else. Miboyele, you need it, like a tanya, and I only know that it's chayav on chometz, shall listen, it's chometz veila. But it came chometz by itself. I can put water on dough, water on flour, water on wheat, and it becomes chometz. It becomes leavened by itself. Machmes dover achem enayim. Suppose it became chometz because you poured in something else, let's say some yeast made from dried wine dregs, scraped off the inside of a wine barrel, helps also to make chometz. So even though it's not chometz because of yeast made from real dough, that's nothing to talk about. That's superfluous to say that's chometz. But even dough made chometz by some external chemical is also chometz. Minayin tamalema kol machmetz l'sachel. So that's how I explain now. One pasuk comes, ter zman. Yes, that we agree. There's a lot. But the kol machmetz comes to tell us not when it's osur to eat chometz. No. Before and after, there's no lot. Before and after Pesach. The kol machmetz come to say, even though it's chometz machmetz dover acher, it's also called chometz. And the other lav, lo ye ochel chometz may boil it in these liquid Italian. Or you say, that first Pesach that they made in Mitzrayim, shein chimutzei ne'egal yomer, the Yisrael chometz was only one day, not 7 days. Talmud lo imal, lo ye ochel chometz. The somach, right after that says, hayoim atem yitzu, today you're going out. So it means, you shouldn't eat chometz this day that you're going out. The night that the Eid called in Pesach, and tomorrow, that's all. After that, no more chometz, no more Isha chometz, no more Isha chometz in that time for the Yetzim Israel. So that's how Rabbi Shimon uses up all three psukim once more. One pasuk uses chometz ter zmane, which is pasuk. Another pasuk called machmetzes is talking about this chometz machmetz dover acher is also chometz. And the pasuk lo yochol chometz comes to say that in Pesach Mitzrayim it was only one day Isha chometz. But right after that it says hayem atem yitzu. Now Rabbi Yehuda needs all three psukim to say chometz is aser in all three periods. So how does he know these extra limudim that Rabbi Shimon derives from these psukim? Rabbi Yehuda, machmes dover acher, how does he know something that became chometz with some other means is also osa? But he needs that pasuk kol machmes lo sachelu to say that chometz before or after Pesach is osa. And for the Gemara, mide apke rahman, since the Torah expressed it beloshim machmetzes, it means the law is to tell us that chometz is osa before Pesach or after Pesach. It adds one more period. But since the Torah could have said, kol chometz lo sachelu, but it said instead machmetzes, so that change in the language comes to tell us also this din, that even this chometz machmetz over acher. Again, Rabbi Shimon said the entire pasuk is needed for that. But Rabbi Yehuda knows that the pasuk in general comes to add one more period that's also with a lav of chometz. But the language of machmetzes is used to tell us this din, this chometz machmetz over acher. Say that. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this din of Yisya Glile that Pesach Mitzrayim the chometz was only one day? Because he uses lo yochol chometz to add one more period as also a lav of chometz. So how would you know from this? Which pasuk would he know that Pesach Mitzrayim chometz only one day? The Gemara says two times. Iboy, he said you can say me the somich lehayoyim. He says lo yochol chometz comes to add a certain period that chometz is osur, before or after. Pesach. But because it's followed by the words Hayim Atem Yetzim, so we learn also that Pesach Mitzrayim is only today. So it is the Pasuk itself, Lo Yochamas, to add one of the three periods that are awesome. But how did you know that in Pesach Mitzrayim, Chomesh Neg, only one day? Because right after that it says Hayim, I mean, only today is that Easter in Pesach, when he went out of Mitzrayim. In Ami Or, he boy saying, well, Smuchem Lo Dorish. He doesn't darshan Smuchem. You darshan Smuchem only in Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, Mishnah Torah. The rest of the Torah doesn't darshan Smuchem. So he doesn't hold that whole Lima. He holds that Pesach Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim, they have come in 7 days too. There's no limit. There's only one day. Say that. Now, I go back. But you there speaking. Shehu Eva Balosa, Sheshema Losechal Olav Chametz. Olav means, according to Abhuda, you call him Pesach. That's a plain meaning. So you shouldn't eat Chametz at the time of the call him Pesach, which means from the middle of the day of Pesach. Omalo Rabbi Shimon, b'chi Ev Shalemeket, can you say that? That Erev Pesach Chometz is already Balav. Halo Kvar Nehmer said, Lo Sechel Olav Chometz, Shiva Shom Techel Olav Matzes. Now this Pasuk is in Dvarim. In Dvarim, Rabbi also holds Smuchim, also Darshan Smuchim in Dvarim. So that's what Rabbi Yudah, what Rabbi Shimon argued to Rabbi Yudah. Don't you see Rabbi Yudah? You also hold Smuchim in Sefer Dvarim. The rest of the Torah, you don't darshan smichas apashit. But in Dvarim you do. This pasuk is from Dvarim. And it says as follows. Lo sechel olav chametz, shiva shom techel olav matzahs. So it means, when the chi of eating matzah, that's at night, that's when the Yisrael chametz begins. So how can you say chametz begins by day? Frag demor Rabbi Yudah, shaper kom alei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is talking correctly to him. Was Rabbi Yudah answered that kasha? Say it aside. Simon is asking Rabbi Yehuda, what do you answer to what Rabbi Shimon is saying? He's saying correctly to you that there's a hekesh, that the isa of eating chametz is compared to the mitzvah eating matzah. That's a nighttime matzah begins. So how can you say chametz begins before the night? Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda will say no. It's not a hekesh to learn the isa of chametz from the mitzvah of matzah. No, just the opposite. Learning the mitzvah of matzah from the Isa of Chametz. Ahu, that pasuk, Shiva Shom Techa Olav Matzahs, doesn't come to tell us when the Isa of Chametz begins. But it comes to tell us, Ahu Lekeva Cheva, to make matzah an obligation, Afila Bisman Azehu does. That's why it comes. Even when you don't have a Korban Pesach, so I might think, a Korban Pesach says, Al Matzahs Umrim Yochlu, should eat the Korban Pesach with matzahs. So I would think, if you have no Korban Pesach, no Chiva Matzah. So therefore, this Pasuk says, Shiva Shom Techel Olav Matzahs, and it follows right after the Pasuk, Lo Sechel Olav Chometz, to say, as long as you have an Isa of Chometz, now Chometz, that doesn't depend on the Korban Pesach. Chometz is forever, to all generations, even when there's no Korban Pesach. So the same is also, even when there's no Korban Pesach, but since there's Chometz, so also there's a mitzvah eating matzah. So again, Rabbi Shimon learns the other direction. Since it says Shiva Shom Techel Olav Matzahs, when he's not eating matzahs at night. So Sechel Olav Chametz, which is just before that, also means Isa eating chametz, the lava of chametz also at night. Yehuda says, no, the other direction around. It's the other way around. We say, just like chametz is neig in all the doilas, because chametz doesn't have to do with Korban Pesach at all. So matzah also is neig in all days, even if there's no Korban Pesach. That's why it says chametz right next to matzah, to teach us, as long as chametz is in force, that's forever, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, matzah is also in force. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns these two psukim. Once more now. Rabbi Shimon learns isa chametz from matzah, just like matzah. Shiva Shom Techel Olav Matzah. When did that begin? It begins at night. Don't eat matzah before the night. So also, what it says before that, the sechel of chametz means at night Yisro chametz begins. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's just the other way around. From chametz we learn about matzah. Just like chametz is laying forever, even though there's no Korban Pesach, so matzah is laying forever, even though there's no Korban Pesach. See that. The statement of the Gemara here brings up a question. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shiva Shama Techal of Matzahs comes to teach us the Chiyav of Matzah, even as Man Azeh. But the question is a Chiyav of Matzah to eat 7 days Matzah? Only a Chiyav at night time. But it says, Shiva Shama Techal of Matzahs. How come you to say that comes to teach us the obligation of Matzah, even when there's no base of Migdish, no Kalvin Pesach, still you have to eat Matzah? But supposed to be talking about 7 days, not night time. Now, according to the Gor holds, actually, a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. The Gor holds that way. Now, you'll say, the first night, you must eat matzah. The other nights, you don't have to, but if you do, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, I'll say. Like Eilat Lom Shem Mashiach. But Rashi holds, there's no mitzvah at all. Rashi holds, nothing at all. Rashi, you can eat whatever you want, old Pesach. Not to eat any matzah. So the question now remains, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that Shiva Shiyom Techel Ol Masas comes to Kevo Chevo, not a Chiv Tit Masas 7? Let's talk about the Kasha before we go on. Rashi, 19 lines up from the body. Hilkach Itzra. If you have the place, show it to your neighbors. Hilkach Itzra. Hilkach, therefore, is the hekesh, you need a hekesh of lesecha all of chametz, shiva shom techa all of matzahs, lekoiva choiva, to make it a chiyav, even vizman hazeh, when there's no korban pesach. Now Rashi asks, is there no other psukim that say you have to eat matzahs? Only here. Or mikroyach, and for many other psukim, you're going shiva shom matzahs to chelo, you're going matzahs yochol es shiva sayomim. From there, lo nafke lekviyus, so you couldn't learn a chiyuv. Why? The han who love chiyuv is not a chiyuv. Elo matzah shi'och v'lo chomets. Other psukim are merely saying you should eat matzah, not chomets. That is the obligation to eat matzah. Bim rotzah, if a person wants, reason to support himself, to nourish himself, shalom v'chomets, shalom v'matzah. Wants to eat potatoes all day, so shuz v'yodah. V'teidah, and you can know that those other psukim, I'm not talking about chiyuv. The whole bikuluk shiva says eight shivas hayomim. Now 7 days. Chiyuv matz ain't el alav arishin. Kedalfin and pelag basim. Where is it later? Matz is only the first night of chiyuv. And there it says 7 days. So therefore, those psukim where we have other places where it says 7 days should eat matz, you can't learn anything about the chiyuv matz bizman hazeh. Avo me'ahiko from this pasuk where it says. All of means on the Kol Pesach he eat matzahs. When you eat the Kol Pesach at night, that's when you have to eat matzahs. Shiva Shom Techa all of matzahs. Now the 7 days doesn't mean you eat 7 days, but it starts out with a chiyuv that night. That night it starts out with a chiyuv. Teuchel olav means what? On the Korban Pesach. So when you eat the Korban Pesach, don't eat it by day, eat it by night. So when you eat the Korban Pesach, you have to eat matzahs too. So then you know the chiyuv of matzah is only the night. Ki Pesach laila rishon. Now af shehekeshe, he shalom bizman Pesach. So just like there, it's talking about eating the matzah in the time of Korban Pesach. So also the Hekesh of Lo Sechel Lo Chomets come to say, Shelo Bizman Pesach, L'layla Yishena. Even though when there's no Pesach, when the only Chomets is enforced, also the first night is a Chiv to eat Matzah. V'ahani Hekesh, it helps us get the Hekesh of Matzah to Chomets, L'kei v'chei v'zman hazeh. Just like Chomets is forever, even when there's no Beis Hamikdash, no Korban Pesach, Matzah also. The ahani, all of the word ahani helps, all it means on the Korban Pesach, the memory to tell us to limit the chiyuv of matzah. The kviyas cheva de hekesha, lava the whole shiva, la laila rishon. So I follow once with Rashi is saying this. The other psukim in the Torah, it says you have to eat matzah 7 days, but those psukim don't tell us anything about the obligation of matzah. It's just saying you have to eat matzah instead of chametz. But you want to eat potatoes? It's up to you. But this pasuk is a hekesh. Pasuk said like this, Tehel all of matzahs. You have to eat matzah. Shiva shama tehel all of matzah. All of meat, what they call Pesach, is eaten. When did they call Pesach? The first night. So 7 days, you have to eat matzahs, starting the first night, and the first night is a chiyah. Because there's olah. That's when it's a chiyah. Now, maybe it's a chiyah all 7 days. So we say, no, olah means only that night, and either korban pesach. Question is, maybe it's a chiyah only when there's a korban pesach. When there's no korban pesach, not even a chiyah the first night either. That's why it says, the sechah olah chametz. And then it says the din of matzah. So we say, since chametz is forever also, and nothing to do with the korban pesach, so the chiyah of matzah the first night also is forever. So you can say that on the side. Once more, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Lo yisoichel olav chametz means when the korban pesach it begins, that's the middle of the day, erev pesach, you just have to stop eating chametz. There's a lot of chametz. And what does it say afterwards? Shivisham techel olav matzahs? Doesn't come to tell us when Yisro Chometz begins. No, Yisro Chometz begins when the Korban Pesach begins. But they said that but the Chiyav of Matzah at night is telling us is a Chiyav, not optional. Just like when you eat the Korban Pesach at night, so Shiva Shon Techo Olav, together with the Korban Pesach, you eat Matzah also at night. So I'll tell you a chiyuv. Now, even though it wouldn't be any chometz, it wouldn't be any korban pesach at all, still you have to eat matzah. All that says, tzichel olav matzahs, that's where the hekesh to chometz comes in. Just like chometz is noyeg forever, even there's no korban pesach, because chometz and korban pesach have no connection. So therefore, the chiyuv of matzah is also noyeg forever, even without a korban pesach. But when is the chiyuv of matzah? Only that night. Techo olav matzahs. And the 7 days means you continue. Once you start, you continue. But the chiyuv is only that first night. Now, that's how Rabbi Yehuda says. The question of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon needed that pasuk above to tell us that the chiyuv of chametz does not begin until the chiyuv of matzah begins. Shiva Shimon techo matzahs. Matzah begins at night. So therefore, chametz also doesn't begin before the night. So how does he know a chiyuv of chametz, a chiyuv of matzah, even if there's no korban pesach? Rabbi Shimon, lekeve chayvim and all, how does he know to make matzah obligation even if there's no korban pesach? Because he used up this pasuk, this hekesh, to tell us when the time of chametz begins. I'm repeating, chametz begins not in the daytime, it begins at night when the matzah begins. So how does he know the keiva, cheiva of matzah, even there's no chametz? Nafkelei, mi be'erev techo matzah. Extra pasuk. In the evening you eat matzahs. It says only the 7 day. And we know that night begins in the evening. Evening eat matzahs, that tells in the evening there's a chiyuv of matzah. Say that. Rabbi Yehuda, if he says you learn the chiyuv of matzah, even mizman hazeh, is from this pasuk, l'sechal al chametz, shivisham techal al matzahs. So what does he do with the pasuk, b'erev techal al matzahs? He boyan is it l'tomei, or shehoya derech hacheka. He wasn't able to make the korban pesach. Now the night time comes, this man is not eating korban pesach. But matzah you can eat. He's telling us that he has to eat matzah. Saul kedat, I mean, but enter the mind to say, Hoyel, over Pesach Loyach, he can't eat the Korban Pesach because he's Tomei. Or the Jeddah Hacheka, he wasn't present when he was shechting the Korban Pesach. So he had no Korban Pesach. I would say, Matzah Mora Namelo Nechel, Kamash Balon, the Erev Techo Matzah, despite the fact that he missed up on the Korban Pesach, but he shouldn't miss up on Matzah, say. Rabbi Shimon, who needs Be'erav Techo Matzahs, to say, it's a chiyuv to eat matzah, even his man hazeh. How does he know the din of Tomei on Derech HaChoyka, these matzahs, even though he missed the Korban Pesach? He says, Tomei, V'shehoya v'derech ha'chaykam lo yisrech. We don't need a pasuk for that. Already have a model from elsewhere. The loyigor is not worse than the oro. Oro can eat when korban pesa. Or benecha, benecha the person who is achaytay. He can't eat in korban pesa roshe. See the whole oro. Lo yechol boy. Why say boy? Because you should say lo yechol. He can't eat a korban pesa. It says boy, he can't eat a korban pesa, but other things he must eat. Bo hu eina oichol. Avo oichol be matzim mora. So since we know that a oral and a benecho cannot eat a korban pesa, still he must eat matzim mora, so we understand tome and the other oichol also. All they are missed up on the korban pesa, so they have to eat matzim mora. So what's the pasuk b'erev techo matzis come? It comes not for that. It comes to say, when there's no korban pesach there. Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda said you need Baal Techel Matzis for Tomei Medela Rechoika. Why wouldn't he learn that from Oral Benecha? So he says, Ksiv Baha, you need a pasuk for Oral and Benecha. Or Ksiv Baha, you need a pasuk by Tomei Medela Rechoika. You need a pasuk by both of them to tell us that despite the fact that they and not eating the korban pesach, still they have to eat chomer. They have to eat matzah. That's all. So now the lineup is as follows, briefly. Rabbi Yehuda learns there are three psukim, not eating chomets. One comes to tell us on Pesach itself. One comes to add erev Pesach from Chatzis on. One comes to say chomets she'over all of Pesach also allowed. And Rabbi Shimon says only one pasuk. Pesach itself is allowed, but the pasuk of Erev Pesach doesn't come to say anything about the Issa of Chometz for us, no. It comes just to tell us that when there's no Chiyav of Matzah, no Chiyav of Korban Pesach, like Bezman Azir, since you don't eat Chometz, or forever, it's also the Chiyav of Matzah forever. Now, the pasuk called Machmetzes that Rabbi Yehuda learned for one of the three periods, Rabbi Shimon says, only comes to Chametz Machmetz over Acher. Doesn't come to add anything. Rabbi Yehuda learns, Ba'erav Techol Matzes, L'keva Cheva Bizman Azeh. Even though there's no Chomet, even though there's no Korban Pesach, still, there's a Chiev of Matzeh Bizman Azeh, Erav Techol Matzes. And Rabbi Shimon says, the Keva Cheva is man as we don't need that. We learn from the Hekish, the Sechel of the Chomets, Shuvit Zom Tehol of Matzahs. As long as you can't eat Chomets, that's forever, so also you can't eat Matzahs. You must eat Matzahs. Now we go on weiter. In case you want to review it, you can do it by yourself. It's not too complicated. Now we start analyzing the Mishnah. Before we start, look at the Mishnah on Amidala. Chomet shel nochri, she'ovel la pesach, muta bahanoia. Shel Yisrael, also bahanoia. She'nema lo yoroi lechoser. What's the Mishnah saying? There's chomet shel Yisrael. After Pesach is also bahanoia. Now, now the Gemara takes it to mean, it's also midaraisa. There's a isa of chomet after Pesach. Now that sounds something like Rabbi Yehuda. But it says, Chomet shel nochri, she'ovel la pesach, and muta bahanoia. Now, back to our Gemara. Praeg di Gemara Emani, Masdis, in which Tana said our Mishnah? If Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's why Chomet shel Yisrael, after Pesach, is awesome. V'deraisi, but he learns three psukim. But he says, Chomets Tomekama, and the Chomets is also after Pesach. I feel that the Chomets of a Goy should also be also after Pesach. Chomets that a Goy had during Pesach, and the Chomets that survived Pesach should be also by now, because the Torah doesn't say anything about Jews' Chomets. It says, a Pesach, three psukim, one Pesach comes for Pesach, one before Pesach, one after Pesach. So it means that Chomets is always also before, during Pesach, and after Pesach. So Chomer shall be going after Pesach should also be also Ba'anoya. So why did Mishnah say Chomer shall be going after Pesach as Mutter? If it's Rabbi Yehuda, he makes no distinctions. If it's also Midrash after Pesach, on Pesach, Chomer shall be going is also. Makes no difference. So Chomer of a goy after Pesach should also be also. Of you have three lavim. So why does Mishnah say chomes of a goy after Pesach is muta? It means chomes that over the Pesach after Pesach is muta. Say the kasha. Rabbi Shimon. It can't be Rabbi Shimon because he holds the Yisrael Nami Mishri because chomes of Yisrael is also is muta after Pesach. Even Shal Yisrael. But the Mishnah says chomes of Yisrael is also after Pesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no law on Chomes after Pesach. So it can't be Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon holds Chomes after Pesach, there's no law, even though over all other Pesach. The Mishnah says Chomes shall Yisrael after Pesach is also. It can't be Rabbi Shimon. And here Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, I feel it tells man in Adam, Mishri Kashar Rabbanah. He holds Chomes even in Pesach is Mutar Baranoia. So what's the Mishnah saying, Chomes? Of Israel after Pesach, also Barnoy, even in Pesach, it's Mutzah Barnoy, according to Rabbi Yisagli. Say that. Omer Rabach Abayayin Kev, Leilim, in reality, the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Hi. And the question, why does he permit Chomet Shal Nochri Shalor HaPesach, after Pesach, Mutzah Barnoy? For Yolif Seir De Achille learns the law of Chomet Sev Achille, Mi Seir De Riyah. Ma seyadriya. It says lo yeroya. It says lecho. Shelecho I atoreya. Aval atoreya shel acherem v'shel goveya. You have a right to have in your possession chomes that belongs to other people. You're not eva. If it's somebody else's chomes, is it your issues? And surely, if chomes of a goyim is in your issues, you have no responsibility for it. So you're not eva. Or shel goveya, chomes of heglish. And your issue is not responsible for it, you're not able. So they also, afsoya de achilo, but they all don't say lecho, say lo ye ocho chomes, or lo seicho chomes, also means shelecho ya toicho, avol toicho shelachem shel gavya. I have to explain that now. In all these psukim that Rabbi Yehuda quotes, the word lecho doesn't exist. So therefore, we would say, it would mean even chomes of a goy. The same thing does say lecho, yours. But now that we say he learns the isa of chomes, of eating chomes, from the isa of bal yeroy of chomes, and bal yeroy says lecho. So therefore, achil is also lecho. Therefore, chomes of a goy, there's no isa at all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, I'll explain that. Right now, Rashi learns, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Jew that allowed Midaraisa to eat chametz of a goy. Of course, Midarabani wouldn't permit it. Taste it. How could it be tasted? Once you start eating it, it's yours. You're acquiring it. So you're able. So taste achila lav davke. Taste means hanoya. Holy Gemara says achila. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz of a goy, if it's in your possession, and you're not ashamed, you're not responsible for it, it's mutter to have a knife on it. Let's say, you want to sit on it, or you want to do something, whatever it is with it, you can do it. Because there's no isa hanoe on what's not yours. That's all. They have a chometz of a goy after Pesach, also not osa b'hanoe. Even in Pesach, not osa b'hanoe. Not also by another. After Pesach, also not. That's why the Mishnah says Chomes Shel Nochri Achar Pesach is Muta Behanoe. Actually, even during Pesach holds this Muta Behanoe too. That's how I'll explain the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Same here. Ubadin, by rights, the boy of the Mishnah should have learned. By rights, he should have learned Afilo Bachila Nami Shore. Like Rashi learned, you can even eat chomes of a goy midaraisa. And the way Tesis learns, that is muta b'hanoi, even on Pesach, he should have said. Why after Pesach? But I did it on the Yisrael also banoe. Now, according to Rashi, it's simple. It should have said achivet. Why it said hanoe? But say since he says Yisrael is also banoe, it says aloe is muta banoe. So Rashi said, but actually by goy, it's been of Thomas of a goy muta achivet to ramal banoe. About the end of the boy, and we'll learn this again next time. I'm just finishing up, smooth it off. We'll go back over the same thing next time. By the end of the boy, the Mishnah Filah was certain. Why is it only after Pesach, Chomets, if an offer is mutter? Is he mutter in Pesach? But by the end of the boy, the Mishnah should have learned that Filah was certain, man, and mutter by the way. I did the Tony Israel Arasman is also, that's the Reise, called the Abiyuda. Tony Abiyuda Arasman is also. But actually, even Tuzman is Mutter Bahanoia. And even Machila coined the Russia. Now we're going to learn this again next time. We'll go back somewhere. Just say this as best as you can.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigda.com. Thank you.